your Bibles, please open to Acts chapter 2. We want to look at the verses 1 to 2.
And I would read from the New King James Version.
Acts chapter 2, the verses 1 to 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. As the Spirit gave them utterance. This is a very familiar scripture. If you are a New Testament believer, Acts chapter 2, and all that concerns Pentecost and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit should be a very familiar thing to you. But in this encounter, I want to share a short message I've titled, "When You Know, You Will Manifest." Amen. When you know, you will manifest. One more time. Tell somebody, when you know. Oh, be intentional about this. Point to somebody, when you know, you will manifest. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for today. Thank you for your word of liberty. As we humble ourselves to hear from you, Lord, speak to us. Our hearts are ready. Our spirit mind is ready. This morning, afternoon, do only what you will do, that no man can do it. Let it be deliverance. Let it be encounter. Let the sick be healed. Let it be miracles. Let burdens be lifted and yokes be broken. For we know that the grass will fade, the flower will wither, but your word abides forever. Almighty God, make our lives better and enrich us with your word. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. The disciples of Jesus Christ were expecting and anticipating the Holy Spirit. In fact, they were so anxious that the Bible says that they all gathered at one place. And as they gathered, they prayed. But nothing really happened until the Bible says that they were all in one accord. I want you to pay attention to that phrase, one accord, because one accord means complete agreement. The Spirit didn't come. Somebody will say, were you there? Yes. Amen. In the Spirit. Were you there? But they were praying. And until they were in one accord, the Bible says that it came like what? A mighty rushing wind. This year, 2026, May anything that is called good rush to your life in the name of Jesus. The one with the loudest amen will receive it. I said, the one with the loudest amen will receive it. So shall it be done in the name of Jesus. One accord. Sometimes your spirit and your flesh must be in one accord. That it is time for this situation to go. It is time for my next level. It is time for my expectation to come to pass. But how would that happen when your spirit and your flesh is in one accord? It's in sync. Everything has to synchronize that God, it is my time for me to get that thing. It is my time. The time is now for you to move me from this level to that level. Hallelujah. To that level. It is very important. Because when your mind tells you, when your spirit says that it is possible, and when your mind play games. I remember when I was going for that driving test. Oh God. That driving test in Czech Republic. Amen. My spirit gave me a scripture. I believe in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. And but when I sat in the car, But then I have been failed several times, failed by the commissioner. And suddenly when I sat in the car, my mind was playing games. This one you have started like that is going to be another failure. Hallelujah. This one that, in fact, as you were moving the car was doing some way. The commissioner has failed you already. But suddenly, something jumped in my spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the verse 57, what does he say? What does he say? What does he say? And I'm trying to let you know that your spirit man and your body, your flesh must sink. He said, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It may not appear to be the way you are expecting it, but it has to be in sync. Your spirit and your flesh must come in alignment. So the songwriter said, be unto me according to your word, according to your, oh my God, oh yes. Are you singing the song, my God? Have you been told? And what do you believe in? What are you expecting this year? 2026 may appear to be a number, and maybe because I see 20 and I see 20, I see 26 also, right? So if we put it together, it's 2026. But It may also be an identification of a year. Of course, we had 2025 gone. Now we are in 2026. But watch this. According to theologians, 2026 is not just a number. It's not just a number. And I want to read something. They said 2026 corresponds to the Jewish year 5786. That is represented by the Hebrew letter called Vav, originally pronounced Wow. That is what it represents. And when you take the Hebrew letters, alphabet, it starts from the right to the left. When you come to the sixth position, you will see this Vav, that letter there. And what it means is a hook or a connection. A hook or a connection. Spiritually, 2026 is a divine year. It is also a year of God's will on earth. Hallelujah. It is a divine year. And it has to be your year. It is not just a year that is coming to pass and go. But it's a divine year. Hallelujah. It's a divine year. It's a divine year. It's a divine year for every child of God for manifestation. For manifestation. If things have been ugly and things have been bad this year, trust God. It's going to be a wonderful year. Hallelujah. Maybe whether you believe it or not, I said it's going to be a good year. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that they that know their God, right? They will be strong. And they will do what? They will do exploit. How do you do this exploit? Does it happen by magic? How do you walk in miraculous possibilities? Does it happen by magic? But watch this. From Genesis to Malachi, they are called the promises of God. Anytime you have access to the Old Testament, you are coming in contact with the promises of God. And they are also called the scriptures. And why are they called scriptures? But Jesus said, all that is written, they were pointing to me. John chapter 5, the verse 39. It said, the scriptures testify about me. The scriptures testify about me. And they are the promises of God. So when you read through the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, they speak about promises. So in all the 39 books, that is what it tells us. Now when you come to the New Covenant, or when you come to the New Testament, they are the manifestation of the promises. Amen. Because Jesus came to fulfill all the promises. And all that you and I need to do is to walk in those promises for a manifestation. Are you here? That is all you got to do. He paid the price. He did everything. In fact, you don't need to do anything again. All you need to do, all that you and I need to do, is to walk in those promises by faith, by prayer, by your confession. Amen. I said by what? By faith, by prayer, and by your confession. We have to walk. Walk in that promises. This year, say, I will walk. I will walk in the promises of God for my blessing. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You walk. Give me 2 Peter chapter 1, the verses 2 to 4. Bible said that grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given us or has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us by his glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Hallelujah. When you know, you will manifest. The manifestation is in the knowing. Tell somebody, say the manifestation is in the knowing. It's in the knowing. It's in the knowing. Christians, we have to rise and begin to walk in the promises of God. We have been so down. We have been so maligned. We have been so deprived. We have been quiet and silent for a long time. Who told you you cannot own a property in Czech Republic unless you go to your hometown? Who said that? Hallelujah. Everything is possible with God. I said, well, everything is possible with God. But do you know that everything is possible with God? One student challenged the professor. He said, Professor, you cannot fail me. Meanwhile, he had been failed. He said, Professor, in fact, I am putting it before you. You cannot fail me. The guy was bold, audacious. He said, Prof, you cannot fail me. And he said, prove to me. And he proved to the professor, I attended all the class. I did everything I needed to do. I submitted all my assignments. I did well. It's just this exam that has been very controversial. And you cannot fail me. You can see my consistency. Professor had mercy. May the Lord have mercy on you this year. Although you have tried and tried and tried and nothing is working, may the mercy of God kick in for you. Hallelujah. That is why when I say, if you know, you will manifest. Sometimes you will do all that you have to do or you know to do. But if you know that God's mercy can do the magic, you deplore the mercy. You ask for the mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how this year is going to turn for you. But what I know is that we have a God who never fails. Amen. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails, who never fails, who never fails. One more time, we have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fail, who never fail, who never fail, forevermore. Beloved, you need to strategically position yourself. I'm bringing my message to an end. This year, you need to strategically position yourself in prayer, in the word, and in your confession. Hallelujah. I said, in prayer, in the word of God, and through what? Your confession. You got to. And I have already positioned myself strategically. Amen. That it will come to pass. It will come to pass. That mountain will be moved. Amen. That mountain will be moved. By your prayer, by your confession, by your faith, by the word of God in you. Lord, all that you are trusting God for this year come to pass for you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Creation, everyone around you is waiting for your manifestation. Your family is waiting for your manifestation. The church is waiting for your manifestation. Your friends, your colleagues, amen, they are waiting for your manifestation. You cannot continue to be like that. Amen. You will manifest. Say, I will manifest. Hallelujah. But I said your manifestation is in the knowing. It's in the knowing. So don't just be like you dress and you come to church and just sing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Then you go home. Beloved, by the word of God in you and by your prayer, by your confession and your faith, things are going to move by force. Amen. Things are going to move by force. I want you to rise on your feet and hold somebody. Hold the hands of somebody. And I want you to gently squeeze. When I say squeeze, you know what squeeze means. But let it be gentle. Gently squeeze the hands of your neighbor. Hallelujah. Gently squeeze. And I want you to say these prayers after me. Say, oh Lord, we also, everyone present here, we are all your children. And in fact, we are all the seed of Abraham and partakers of the new covenant. Now I release hope to this my brother, to this my sister. I speak joy. I speak life. I speak restoration to my brother, to my sister, in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, let your power and anointing be released unto her and to him right now, in the name of Jesus. Let him do the impossible. Let her do the impossible to the glory of your name. Say, Lord, move him, move her. Oh, I said move him and move her from the valley and set him and set her on the mountaintop. Say, oh Lord, because of her trouble, because of her disgrace, because of her pain, because of her delay, because of her struggle, Father, give him, Lord, give her double, 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 in the name of Jesus. Now can you pray just for a minute? Kalugros, Alimos, Kata, Malua, Sekukade, so shall it happen. As we have declared it, so shall it happen. As we have declared it, so shall it happen. As we have declared it, so shall it happen. Because we know they that know their God, they will work strong and they will do exploit. It is our divine year to manifest. We will manifest to the glory of the Lord, because we know our God. We know whom we have believed. Lord, we will manifest to your glory in the name of Jesus. Move us from the valley to the mountaintop In the name of Jesus, wipe our tears, renew our faith, empower us for greater works. In the name of Jesus, Maliko Payada, Brando Sketea, Ifado Katiata, Rede Kete, we are expecting, we are waiting, we are anticipating, we are looking up to you, Lord. It is our season. It is our year. We will work in miraculous possibilities. Kalibros Adipotayata. Malibros Kete. Ikola Maliapa. We will work in prayer. We will work in faith. We will work in your word. In the name of Jesus. This year, oh God, we will not live anyhow. We will not sit anyhow. We will be men and women of prayer. We will be men and women of prayer. We will be a people of faith. Aliko paliatata, ianto kapai kata. Whatever we declare, it shall come to pass. Whatever we decree, it shall come to pass. Aliko tayata, brende suatata, kelu abali kata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, our God, for answered prayers in the name of Jesus. Beloved, put pressure on the word of God. Put pressure on the word of God. Begin to put pressure on the word of God. The Bible says that Jesus said, this bread cannot be given to dogs. For I was sent to the house of Israel. And the woman said, even when the crumbs of the bread fall down, the dogs do what? They pick them. And Jesus said, I have never seen a faith like this. Not anywhere. You see, you need to put pressure on the word, 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 and it will happen. And it will happen. Say, Father, lift up your hand. Say, Father, may your word not cease from my mouth. In the name of Jesus, this year I'm going to win by the confession of my word and your word in me. Aliko payata. Rendezvous kete alakwati madosh rada da 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 da. Skete in the name of Jesus. Realm. The number six is the number of mind. So 2026, as the theologians told us, that it is connected to the Hebrew or the Jewish alphabet vav, which means a hook or a connection. May the Lord connect you this year. May the Lord by his mercy connect you this year. So shall it be done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's receive the blessing. Amen.